This is what I ask for when I go to the hair salon to achieve this cut and color. I'm gonna go over what I ask for, my stylist and formula, and some tips from my stylist herself, as well as things that I think are helpful to achieve this hair. So if you wanna fast forward to whatever section you're interested in, it won't hurt my feelings at all. I've got my notes, I've got my coffee. Let's do this. Starting off with what I ask for my color. This is a balayage highlight. Some of you wanna argue with me about that. I don't know what to tell you. That is what I get done, is a balayage highlight. We usually start the color a little ways away from my roots, just so it has more of that like lived in, grown out look. It's really, really low maintenance this way. I always get asked how often I go to the salon, and it's usually like every 12-ish weeks. This dark brown up here at my roots is just my natural color. I always get asked if we like dye that and then do the highlights. No, that is just my natural color. All of this under here, natural color. The most important thing to achieve this hair color is to ask for neutral toned highlights, okay? I always use the word sandy. That's obviously not like a universal term, but something that is neutral toned. I don't want anything too warm and yellow looking, and I also don't want anything too like cool and gray looking. Just right in the middle, really, really neutral, nice and bright. We always keep the majority of the lightness kind of up here in the front. So even if I turn to the side, you'll see kind of back here, it looks a little darker. We really, really focus the lightness around my face. And then I always ask for my highlights to be really fine and well blended, because I do wear my hair straight and curly, so I need it to look good for both. Sometimes I do like a little bit of like a chunkier piece here and there, because I curl my hair majority of the time. So when it's curled and it kind of has like that swirly effect, I like that. So fine, well-blended highlights. Obviously, we don't want any streaks, but a few chunks here and there is kind of my style. As far as my cut goes, I always do a blunt cut down here at the bottom. I like the way that looks the most. It just makes my hair look really full and healthy. This last time we took a full 2 inches off. I usually just ask my stylist to take off whatever she thinks I need to make it healthy. I like my hair longer. We usually just do a tiny little trim, but this time we did go ahead and take a couple inches off just to really get it looking refreshed. So important with the cut is lots of layers. Like I said, I curl my hair pretty often, and all these kind of like flippies kind of going all over the place is what I love. I have to have a lot of layers, and I usually do a few more layers like kind of up here in the front. Directly from my stylist, she says that she always does my layers a little bit shorter in the front and longer back here near my crown. And then as far as bangs go, I do switch it up. This time we actually did trim up my bangs, but I just haven't really been like styling them on their own. I've just been curling them in with the rest of my hair. But sometimes I'll like curl my hair the way it is, and then I'll put these up in a roller so that they give that kind of like swoopy effect. I really like that too, but right now I'm just kind of like playing them into the rest of my hair. But I did trim up my bangs. Obviously they're not like bang bangs, they like come still down to my chin. That is all that I verbally tell my stylist. I've been going to her for over 10 years now, so she knows exactly what I like, and I just like make little tweaks here and there to kind of switch things up. But that's what I tell her. My tip for you guys is, if you want this cut and color, take in pictures. I will hold still for 1 second. You could take a little screenshot or take your stylist's video. Take in pictures, and if there's something about my hair or whatever pictures that you do take in that you like, make sure you point that out. And if there's stuff that you don't like, make sure you point that out as well. Just be super clear with your stylist of what you're hoping to achieve, and hopefully they're clear with you back about like if your hair can actually look like that or not. Be specific about what you're liking and disliking about the photos, and so hopefully you can get what you want. Okay, I always get asked about who I go to and my formula. So I do go to a girl here in Denver. Like I said, I've been going to her for forever, and she is not taking new clients. I promise I'm not trying to gatekeep her in any ways, because sometimes I get asked about like her Instagram page and stuff. Her Instagram is just a personal Instagram. She's not taking new clients. If she wanted to, I promise I will be the first person to sing her name all over the internet, because she is so good. But she's not taking new clients, so to save her time, I just don't even share her information so that she doesn't keep getting like calls and DMs and stuff like that. And then as far as my formula goes, I didn't get it this time. I have shared it a couple times in the past, but from what I understand, formulas are not transferable, meaning you can't just like take my formula to your stylist and achieve this exact same hair. It totally depends on like the texture of your hair, the color of your hair, and all these other things that I'm sure make sense to stylists and not to me. I think you'll get a lot further by just talking to your stylist, showing pictures, pointing out again specifics of what you like and don't like. And last but definitely not least, I'm going to speak in another language for a second, because I've done a Q&A with my stylist, and she has mentioned a few things that she does to my hair that might be helpful to say to your stylist, but I personally don't know what these things mean. So she uses Flash Lift and Shades EQ by Redken on my hair. My natural color up here at the root is a level 5, and she lifts me to a level 9. She uses notching in my layers so that they don't look too blocky. And the foil pattern that she uses on my hair is diagonal and brick lay sections. I know that was a ton of information, but hopefully that is helpful for you guys to actually be able to go and achieve this hair if that is what you're wanting. Let me know if I miss anything.